Hello, everyone, and welcome to the very first episode of Connecting with Can, a podcast dedicated to sharing Kuwaiti Network's experiences on working with migrant workers. I'm your host, Sahej Racy. On today's episode, we're joined by one of the board of directors of the organization, Jeffrey Martin, and we'll be talking about the origins of Can, an introduction to Kuwaiti Network. So hi, Jeff. Please introduce yourself for the podcast.
Hi, Sahej. Thank you so much for having me on this first episode. I'm Jeffrey Martin. I'm the vice chairman and treasurer for Kuwaiti Network in Kuwait. And I've been part of the organization since it was founded in June of 2020.
So just for a general sort of description, what or who or what is Kuwait Aid Network?
So Kuwait Aid Network is actually a series of nonprofit companies that are based in Kuwait and also now in Canada. In Kuwait, we actually have three different nonprofits. One nonprofit is a food security nonprofit that actually distributes food to vulnerable populations. Then we actually also have a nonprofit that actually called CAN Events, which actually does research and conferences, bazaars for fundraising, and other events that help spread knowledge and awareness about the plight of vulnerable migrant workers. And then the third nonprofit is called CAN Shop, which actually is a training license to help provide training for people who are looking to add skills to the repertoire while they're here working. This is, again, for vulnerable migrant workers. That would be the what Kuwait Aid Network is. Who is Kuwait Aid Network? Kuwait Aid Network is a very diverse group of migrant workers and Kuwaiti nationals and some people overseas in Canada who have come together to raise awareness about vulnerable migrant workers, provide support for them in terms of food or medical aid, and also provide skills training and research to help develop more awareness about the subject, whether it's in Kuwait or with some of our global partners.
Great. So you mentioned that the organization started in June 2020, and that would be around the start, or at least during what is now a global pandemic. So why did you choose to start a not-for-profit during a global pandemic?
We started actually to provide food aid to people in specific neighborhoods in Kuwait, specifically a neighborhood called Mahbula, which is in the southern part of Kuwait City. Originally, it was a group of just a collection of individuals, myself and a few other friends, who decided that we were going to just hand out some food to people who were in this one neighborhood that had been quarantined off by the police and medical services because of an outbreak of COVID there. The neighborhood has about 60 to 70,000 people in it. Because of the emergency situation at the time, there was a lot of food insecurity and medical insecurity in the area. You know, emergency resources and government resources were stretched, thin. So there was a gap that was needed for people just to help out. And it started actually, just a couple people just driving around in their car, asking people if they need help and getting them food or, diapers or helping them get medicine or, other needs that they needed. And that's kind of how it started. And then we kind of realized over the course of the first week, we're doing it that the need was so much greater than we had initially realized. And this is when we started asking for donations and asking more people to help. And over the course of the next several months, we raised thousands and thousands of dollars and helped over 10,000 people, mostly with food, but also with some medical supplies, some baby supplies in this one neighborhood. And then we spread out to several other neighborhoods in other parts of Kuwait where there was also quarantined areas, one being Kaitan, another being a neighborhood called Jlib al-Shouk, another neighborhood called Farwania. And basically, we kind of spread from being, a group of five or six people in an SUV to, dozens of volunteers and, all kinds of different contacts and work being done in different areas. And I mean, to answer your question, kind of to go back around to the original point is we, started the nonprofit based on the fact that we just realized there was a great need for people to help with food insecurity in Kuwait. That would be the main reason we started during that time. It just was a gap that needed to be filled, and our success during that early period gave us a lot of confidence that we actually could do something like this quite well. And now looking, it's almost the end of 2022 and we're still here. I think that kind of proves what we were planning back then.
For sure. And you mentioned that the areas were sort of quarantined off or restricted. So how were you and your friends or your team able to access those areas and deliver food?
That's a really good question. I mean, the main reason we were able to get through into these areas is because actually several of us have permits to actually, as first responders, either because we have food companies or businesses that actually were allowed to pass through quarantine zones, either to mostly for actually distributing food. So one of the main ways we were able to get around the quarantines was actually because we were there as first responders. And because we were there as first responders, we could actually adequately help people and had access to the resources to actually provide them with large quantities of food aid. But there's permits for people who, you know, own certain types of businesses or are employed in certain types of businesses. And that was how we actually got into these quarantine areas.
Fantastic. Well, that sounds great. I'm glad you guys were able to start at a very crucial time that was impacting a lot of people. And then you've made so much progress in the 2 years that the organization has been active.
Yeah, thank you. That, you know, it's been a really eye-opening experience. I mean, we started out, you know, just as a group of people, you know, going to a grocery store buying rice and diapers and olive oil or cooking oil and, you know, a few little things here and there. And, you know, I remember our first day that we went out, we, you know, just saw some people walking on the side of the road and, you know, just stopped and asked them what they needed and then went to the grocery store and bought it and came back. I mean, the big thing about the one area we started in Mabula is that there's no large grocery stores in the area. So people had there's a variety of stores, like little convenience stores throughout the area, but there's no major grocery stores. And this made it quite difficult for people to, you know, access basic goods. The neighborhood beside Mabula has those resources. It's an area called Abu Khalifa, or on the others, that's on the left side, on the right side or the north side is a neighborhood called Fintas, which also has large grocery stores, but that specific neighborhood does not have grocery stores. So it made it very, very difficult for people to actually buy the large amounts of basic necessities to, you know, wait out this quarantine, which lasted for months. And of course, because the country was in an emergency situation, people didn't have the resources to help themselves. And the government was also stretched then just dealing with that initial phase of COVID, where, you know, most medical services and government services worldwide were overwhelmed at that time. And, you know, we went from being like, you know, just stopping by the side of the road to within weeks, you know, stopping in buildings with hundreds of people and just feeding everybody. And we kind of just realized that the need was so great that it was much easier to just distribute aid en masse as opposed to targeting specific groups of people. And it ended up being quite successful. I mean, we were very lucky to have a lot of people supporting us outside the neighborhoods with money and food donations that made it easier for us to deliver the food.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's really great to hear that you were able to do that and that you realized that there is a need for that and acted upon it very quickly. Well, thank you so much, Jeff, for coming and speaking on our very first episode of the podcast. I really appreciate you giving your insight to how CAN started and why it's important to, you know, talk about this kind of aid work. Thank you all for listening to our very first episode of Connecting with CAN. We hope you're having a wonderful day and we'll see you next week. Stay connected.